It's time for our Fall City Tiger Coaches Show with Tiger Head Coach Don Hoag, brought to you by Runza and by Holman's Ford of Fall City. And Coach, 28-0 last week, home loss to Lincoln Lutheran, but looking at the stats were pretty even last week and seemed like you were just maybe kind of on the cusp of doing some really good things last week.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was, of course, turning the ball over, you know, early in the game again, and you know, we got to cut that out and not give the opposing team, you know, first and goal at our 5 or 6 yard line, whatever it was, and then, you know, them taking the early lead and getting some confidence. You know, there are 4 players that were suspended week one were back, and of course that, you know, fires up a team, you know, knowing that they're full squad, and then all of a sudden one play they're up 7-0. So, but overall, the stats were somewhat equal. You know, we had, I think it was like 63 plays from scrimmage to their 42. You know, the total yards were real similar. We're giving up some long pass plays again, like we did week one. But, you know, we're working on that. We're trying to fix those issues. And hopefully we just, you know, keep our mind set on the goal, and that's to improve on a daily basis and to compete every play that we're out there.
And you know, you fall behind 14-0 early in the game, then he had a good drive down inside their 10-yard line, and a few penalties going against you. And that, how much did that maybe take the wind out of your sails a little bit after that drive that where he had those penalties down deep in their end?
Yeah, I think it hurts. You know, we had some decent drives. I think the drive right there you're talking about, we got down to the 9-yard line, as first and goal to 9, and we started that drive on the 32-yard line, and so, you know, we had moved it you know, quite a ways down the field, using some different formations and some different plays, and I thought things were kind of clicking along, and at that point it was only 14-0. And then, you know, if we could have punched that in and made it a whole different ball game and kind of got the momentum back that we had lost early on, but it didn't. You know, we had a holding penalty, and I think a little bit later we had a legal procedure, and you know, between the penalties and the turnovers, you know, the start of the season has not went well.
Or anything in particular that you're maybe looking at doing to maybe try and cut down, especially those early game turnovers?
Well, I just think we got to be more selective of some of our plays, and you know, that falls back on me, and you know, I got to be real careful about what I call and where we're at on the field, and hopefully that you know, we've tried to fix some things in practice. We've made some changes a little bit, and it's not, the personnel changes aren't, you know, really about one person not doing a job or one person is better than the other person. It's about trying to get our best 11 on the field. And no matter what position that is, switching people around a little bit. And we've done that this week, both offensively and defensively. And, you know, I think if you just sit back and not do anything, then, you know, it doesn't look like you're coaching, you know. And so we've made some changes again, and we're hoping that this week will be a little bit better.
All right, this week on the road at Centennial, we'll be back more with Fall City head coach Don Hoag right after this. Welcome back to the Fall City Tiger Coaches Show. Matthew Leaf along with Tiger head coach Don Hoag, and on the road, a big road trip this week at Centennial. They're coming in 0-2 also this year, but have to make the long bus trip out to their place this year.
Yeah, we get to return the favor, I guess. They come down last year, and I visited with the coach when they arrived last September down here at our place, and he didn't think it was bad. They stopped about halfway through. I think they stopped at like Nebraska City or something, and walked around a little bit, and we'll kind of do the same thing. We'll go maybe as far as Lincoln and get the kids out and stretch them out a little bit, and go ahead and continue our rest of our trip out there. But you know, it's no school and Faraday and everything, so it really works pretty good with the schedule.
Now, what do you know about the Broncos? It's maybe hard to scout a team that far away, but what do you know about the Broncos this year?
Well, they've got some size, and you know, the kids that they returned from a year ago, you know, they beat us at home 26-0, and they were really pretty stacked, you know, on the line as well as their key positions, and they returned both both receivers are tight end in their Z, and then their fullback's back, but and their quarterback. But you know, they got some size. You know, their two defensive tackles are both 6'3". One weighs 295. The other one's about 240. And their defensive ends are big, 6'5", 180, 6'4", 210. So, you know, we're going to have to get past that front four and try to get some yardage. Overall, offensively, they haven't changed anything. They ran the same stuff they ran a year ago. So we had two films on them from this year, and plus we had kind of our film from last year and what we did defensively, what didn't work, and what they attacked on us. So, you know, we made some adjustments there, and hopefully we're ready to go.
All right, good luck this week.
Thank you very much.
Fall City Tiger head coach Don Hogue on our Fall City Tiger Coaches Show. It's brought to you by Arunza and Holman's Ford in Fall City. And with the Fall City Tiger Coaches Show, I'm Matthew Leaf.